Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, this is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Thankful, grateful, and truly blessed to be with you this lovely morning. I am blogging out of Clarksville, Tennessee. Thankful for God's traveling grace and mercy. Thankful that he gave us another day. Thankful to be traveling with my mom. It has just been a pleasure to hang out with her and just have some time with God this morning with her as well. So I'm thankful that God gave us opportunity to be together, gave us opportunity to praise him, to love him, and to know that there is none like him. There's none like our God. And all we can do is tell him, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for just being who you are, awesome and mighty, glorious, and absolute God who loves his children. Thanking God. Thank God for all of you this morning. Thankful, grateful, and as always, truly, truly blessed to be a child of God. Truly blessed to be a child of God. And to know that I am loved by him. Can you say thank you this morning with me? Just tell God, thank you for waking you up this morning. Because he surely didn't have to do it, but he did. So I am a very blessed child. Just want to shout out to Mr. and Mrs. Addison this morning. My mother's pastor was married on yesterday, and it was a beautiful, beautiful ceremony. You know, when God has the one for you, he will know it, and he will make sure that he lets you know you're going to be his good thing. Hallelujah. Thanking God for the new married couple. And so this morning, we're going to be coming out of the book of Numbers. We start a new book this morning. I will go do our overview on tomorrow when I have all of my documents. I don't have my little Bible book with me, but I do have my book of prayer. And we're going to start off this morning on this beautiful third day of March in prayer from our prayer book. And then we're going to go into the Word. It's not going to be a very long show today, probably about a half an hour or so, but we have to give God his. And I don't care where I am. I have vlogged from Phoenix, Arizona at 5 a.m. to make sure that I do what I do for God. And so I'm not going to falter in what God has called me to do. And this morning, our word is faith. Spilling over. You know, that is our prayer, but our word is do what the Lord God commands. Come on now. That was a word for me because I wasn't really trying to get up this morning at 6 o'clock. I wasn't trying to get up at 3 o'clock this morning. I woke up at 3 something this morning and read my lesson and studied a little bit, and then I put everything together. But I wasn't planning on getting up that early. I was planning on sleeping until 6:45, but that was not God's plan. So I am grateful that I do what the Lord God commands me. And the word for our prayer this morning is faith spilling over. It says, all things you ask in prayer, believing you will receive. And I believe that whatever we ask God for, if it is not us asking amiss, God will give it to us. You know, we know that he has told us that whatever we ask for, he will do it. And in John, and we believe that. I know God will do it. But again, if it's not meant for you, it may not happen. So you have to just believe God that he always has your best interest at heart. And our prayer this morning as we go into the presence of God. Lord, I come to you today with a heart longing to hear your voice. You know the constant prayers I've been offering to you. Show me that you are listening. Lord, and answer me. I don't need you to reach down and turn my life around, but I do need to know you are with me in this. May my heart take courage and be filled with faith can move mountains. When you speak, my heart is strengthened. When you move, my courage shoots through the roof. There is nothing like knowing you. I am so grateful to be a child of the God of the universe. When I start to question whether or not you will come through, remind me who you are. You are the God of my salvation. You are the God of my yesterdays, today's, and tomorrow's. You are the God who turns mourning into dancing. You are my God. And the question for this morning is, what can you ask for in faith today? Heavenly Father God, we come before you in faith, thanking you for another day. Thanking you for traveling grace and mercy. Thank you, Lord God, for your salvation. And thank you for your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, who died on Calvary's cross for our sins. Father God, we lift up this word this morning. As we ask every day, Father God, I ask you to please increase as I decrease. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart, Lord God, be acceptable in your holy and divine sight. For you are my strength and you are my redeemer. I give myself away, Lord God, as you command. Use me, Lord, for your glory. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Giving honor to the Most High God, who is the source of my strength and the strength of my life. Thanking God for another day. And thanking you for joining me this lovely morning. And as we get started in our word today, we are coming out of Numbers chapter 1 through chapter 4. And it's not a long lesson, but I want to thank God for it. In the lesson today, God is dividing the children of Israel and doing a census to know who's what, where, age 20 and above. And so as we get into this word, God is also going to call the Levites out. Because as we know, when they first came out of Egypt, God said all firstborn would be his. All firstborn of everything would be his. Because all the firstborn were killed in Egypt, God chose the firstborn of Israel to belong to him. And so he's going to change some things as we go into the lesson this morning. So just listen in and let's see what God has to say. It says, now the Lord spoke to Moses in the wilderness of Sinai, in the tabernacle of meetings on the first day of the second month, in the second year after they had come out of the land of Egypt, saying, take a census of all the congregation of Israel by their families, by their fathers' houses, according to the number of names, every male individually from 20 years old and above, all who are able to go to war in Israel. You and Aaron shall number them by their armies, and with you there shall be a man from every tribe, each one the head of his father's houses, his father's house. So he's wanting leaders. God is wanting leaders, not just anybody, but the leaders. And he says, these are the names of the men who shall stand with you. God even called them. God told them exactly by each family who to call to be the leader of their houses. And it says this, from Reuben, Elezar, the son of Shedor. From Simeon, Shalmiel, the son of Zerahsadai. From Judah, Nashon, the son of Menadab. From Issachar, Nethanel, the son of Zorah. From Zebulun, Eliab, the son of Elon. From the sons of Joseph, from Ephraim, Elishama, the son of Mahad. From Manasseh, Galgameel, the son of Pedahazar. From Benjamin, Abadan, the son of Gideonai. From Dan, Ahazar, the son of Amishadiah. From Asher, Paglel, the son of Ekron. From Gad, Elishaphat, the son of Jewel. From Naphtali, Ahira, the son of Enan. These are the children from the congregation, leaders of their father's tribes, heads of the divisions in Israel. Then Moses and Aaron took these men who had been mentioned by name, and they assembled all the congregation together on the first day of the second month, and they recited their ancestry by families, by their fathers' houses, according to the number of names, from 20 years old and above, each one individually as the Lord commanded Moses, so he numbered them in the wilderness of Sinai. Now, children of Reuben, Israel's oldest son, their genealogies by their families, by their fathers' houses, according to the number of names, every male individually from 20 years old and above, all who were able to go to war. Those who were numbered of the tribe of Reuben were 46,500. From the children of Simeon, their genealogy by their families, of those who were numbered according to the number of names, every male individually from 20 years old and above, all who were able to go to war. Those who were numbered of the tribe of Simeon were 59,300. From the children of Gad, their genealogies by their families, by their father's houses, according to the number of names from 20 years old and above, all who were able to go to war. Those who were numbered of the tribe of Gad were 45,650. From the children of Judah, their genealogies by their families, by their father's houses, according to the number of the names from 20 years old and above, all who were able to go to war. Those who were numbered of the tribe of Judah were 74,600. From the children of Issachar, their genealogies by their families, by their father's houses, according to the number of names from 20 years old and above, all who were able to go to war. Those who were numbered of the tribe of Issachar were 54,400. From the children of Zebulun, their genealogies by their families, by their father's house, according to the number of the names from 20 years old and above, all who were able to go to war. Those who were numbered of the tribe of Zebulun were 57,400. From the sons of Joseph, the children of Ephraim, their genealogies by their families, by their father's house, according to the number of names from 20 years old and above, all who were able to go to war. Those who were numbered of the tribe of Ephraim were 40,500. From the children of Manasseh, their genealogies by their families, by their father's house, according to the number of names from 20 years old and above, all who were able to go to war. Those who were numbered of the tribe of Manasseh were 32,200. From the children of Benjamin, their genealogies by their families, by their father's house, according to the number of names from 20 years old and above, all who were able to go to war. Those who were numbered of the tribe of Benjamin were 35,400. From the children of Dan, their genealogies by their families, by their father's house, according to the number of names from 20 years old and above, all who were able to go to war. Those who were numbered of the tribe of Dan were 62,700. From the children of Asher, their genealogies by their families, by their father's houses, according to the number of names from 20 years old and above, all who were able to go to war, those who were numbered of the tribe of Asher were 41,500. From the children of Naphtali, their genealogies by their families, by their father's house, according to the number of names from 20 years old and above, all who were able to go to war, those who were numbered of the tribe of Naphtali were 53,400. These are the ones who were numbered, whom Moses and Aaron numbered with the leaders of Israel, 12 men, each one representing his father's house. So all who were numbered of the children of Israel by their father's houses, from 20 years old and above, who were able to go to war with Israel, all who were numbered were 603,550. That's a lot of men, 20 and younger. But the Levites were not numbered among them by their father's tribe. For the Lord had spoken to Moses, saying, only the tribe of Levi you shall not number, nor take a census of them among the children of Israel. But you shall appoint the Levites over the tabernacle of the testimony, over all its furnishings, over all things that belong to it. They shall carry the tabernacle, all its furnishings. They shall attend to it and camp around the tabernacle. And when the tabernacle is to go forward, the Levites shall take it down. And when the tabernacle is to be set up, the Levites shall set it up. The outsider who comes near shall be put to death. The children of Israel shall pitch their tents, everyone by his own camp, everyone by his own standard, according to their armies. But the Levites shall camp around the tabernacle of the testimony, that there may be no wrath on the congregation of the children of Israel. And the Levites shall keep charge of the tabernacle of the testimony. Thus the children of Israel did according to all that the Lord commanded Moses. So they did. Chapter 2 of the book of Numbers. And I'll go back and do all life lessons from Numbers 1 through 4 at the end of the broadcast. And the Lord spoke to Moses and Aaron, saying, everyone of the children of Israel shall camp by his own standard beside the emblems of his father's house. They shall camp some distance from the tabernacle of meeting on the east side toward the rising of the sun. Those of the standard of the forces with Judah shall camp according to their armies. And Nashon, the son of Abinadab, shall be the leader of the children of Judah. And his army was numbered at 74,600. Camp next to him shall be the tribe of Issachar, and Nethanel, the son of Zuar, shall be the leader of the children of Issachar, and his army was numbered at 54,400. Then comes the tribe of Zebulun, and Eliab, the son of Helon, shall be the leader of the children of Zebulun, and his army was numbered at 57,400. All who were numbered according to their armies of the forces with Judah, 186,400. He shall break camp first. On the south side shall be the standard of the forces with Reuben according to their armies, and the leader of the children of Reuben shall be Elizur, the son of Shador.
and his army was numbered at 46,500. Those who camp next to him shall be the tribe of Simeon, and the leader of the children of Simeon shall be Shalumiel, the son of Zurishaddai. And his army was numbered at 59,300. Then comes the tribe of Gad, and the leader of the children of Gad shall be Elishapha, the son of Reuel. And his army was numbered at 45,650. All who were numbered according to their armies of the forces were Reuben, 151,450. They shall be the second to break camp. And the tabernacle meeting shall move out with the camp of the Levites in the middle of the camps. As they camp, so they shall move out, everyone in its place by their standard. On the west side shall be the standard of the forces with Ephraim according to their armies, and the leader of the children of Ephraim shall be Elishama, the son of Amihud. Army was numbered at 40,500. Next to him comes the tribe of Manasseh, and the leader of the children of Manasseh shall be Gagamel, the son of Pedazor. And his army was numbered at 32,200. Then comes the tribe of Benjamin, and the leader of the children of Benjamin shall be Abidan, the son of Gadonai. And his army was numbered at 35,400. All who were numbered according to their armies of the forces with Ephraim, 108,100. And they shall be the third to break camp. The standard of the forces with Dan shall be on the north side, according to their armies, and the leader of the children of Dan shall be Ahazar, the son of Amashadai. And his army was numbered at 62,700. Those who camp next to him shall be the tribe of Asher, and the leader of the children of Asher shall be Pithel, the son of Ochran. And his army was numbered at 41,500. Then comes the tribe of Naphtali. The leader of the children of Naphtali shall be Ahara, the son of Enan. And his army was numbered at 53,400. All were numbered of the forces with Dan, 157,600. They shall break camp last with their standards. These are the ones who were numbered of the children of Israel by their fathers' houses. All who were numbered according to their armies of the forces was 603,500, but the Levites were not numbered among the children of Israel, just as the Lord commanded Moses. Thus the children of Israel did according to all the Lord commanded Moses. So they camped by their standards, and so they broke camp, each one by his family, according to their fathers' houses. Again, do what the Lord God commands. That is all he asked of the children of Israel, to do as he commands. And as we go into chapter 3, now these are the records of Aaron and Moses when the Lord spoke with Moses on Mount Sinai. And these are the names of the sons of Aaron: Nadab, the firstborn, Abihu, Eleazar, and Ithamar. These are the names of the sons of Aaron, the anointed priests whom the consecrated to minister as priests. Nadab and Abihu had died before the Lord when they offered profane fire before the Lord in the wilderness of Sinai, and they had no children. So Eleazar and Ithamar ministered as priests in the presence of Aaron, their father. And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, bring the tribe of Levi near and present them before Aaron, the priest, that they may serve him, and they shall attend to his needs and the needs of the whole congregation before the tabernacle meeting, to do the work of their tabernacle. Also they shall attend to all the furnishings of the tabernacle meeting and to the needs of the children of Israel, to do the work of the tabernacle. And you shall give the Levites to Aaron and his sons. They are given entirely to him from among the children of Israel. So you shall appoint Aaron and his sons, and they shall attend to their priesthood. But the outsider who comes near shall be put to death. Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, now I myself have taken the Levites from among the children of Israel, instead of every firstborn who opens the womb among the children of Israel. Therefore the Levites shall be mine, because all the firstborn are mine. On the day that I struck all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, I sanctified to myself all the firstborn in Israel, both man and beast, they shall be mine. I am the Lord. Then the Lord spoke to Moses in the wilderness of Sinai, saying, number the children of Levi by their father's houses, by their families. You shall number every male from a month old and above. So Moses numbered them according to the word of the Lord as he was commanded. Again, to what the Lord God commands. These were the sons of Levi by their names, Gershon, Korath, and Merari. And these are the names of the sons of Gershon by their families, Libni, Shammai, and Shammai. And the sons of Korath by their families, Amram, Izhar, Hebron, and Uzziel. And the sons of Merari by their families, Mahalai, and Misha. These are the families of the Levites by their father's houses. From Gershon came the family of the Libnites, in the family of the Shemites. These were the families of the Gershonites, those who were numbered according to the number of the males from a month old and above. Of those who were numbered, these were 7,500. The families of the Gershonites were to camp behind the tabernacle westward. And the leader of the father's house of the Gershonites was Elisaphah, the son of Ael. The duties of the children of Gershon in the tabernacle meeting included the tabernacle, the tent with its coverings, the screen for the door of the tabernacle meeting, the screen for the door of the court, the hangings of the court which are around the tabernacle and the altar and their cords according to all the work relating to them. From Korah came the family of the Amramites, the family of Iharzarites, the family of the Hebronites, and the family of the Uzzielites. These were the families of the Korahites, according to the number of all the males from 8 months old and above. There were 8,600. Keeping charge of the sanctuary. The families of the children of Korah were to camp on the south side of the tabernacle. And the leader of the father's houses of the families of the Korahites was Elisaphan, the son of Uzziel. Their duties included the ark, the table, the lampstand, the altars, the utensils of the sanctuary with which they ministered, the screen, and all the work relating to them. And Eleazar, the son of Aaron, the priest, was to be chief over the leaders of the Levites, with oversight over those who kept charge of the sanctuary. From Merari came the family of the Mah and the family of the Mushites. These were the families of Merari. And those who were numbered according to the number of all the males from a month old and above were 6,200. The leader of the father's house of the families of Merari was Zurel, the son of Ahiel. These were to camp on the north side of the tabernacle. And the appointed duties of the children of Merari included the boards of the tabernacle, its bars, its pillows, its sockets, its utensils, all the work relating to them, and the pillars of the court all around with their sockets, their pegs, and their cords. Moreover, those who were to camp before the tabernacle on the east, before the tabernacle meeting, were Moses, Aaron, and his sons, keeping charge of the sanctuary to meet the needs of the children of Israel. But the outsider who came near was to be put to death. All who were numbered of the Levites, whom Moses and Aaron numbered at the commandment of the Lord, by their families, all the males from a month old and above were 22,000. Then the Lord said to Moses, number all the firstborn males of the children of Israel from a month old and above, and take the number of their names, and you shall take the Levites for me. I am the Lord. Instead of all the firstborn among the children of Israel, and the livestock of the Levites, instead of all the firstborn among the livestock of the children of Israel. So Moses numbered all the firstborn among the children of Israel, as the Lord commanded him, and all the firstborn males, according to the number of the names from a month old and above, of those who were numbered of them, were 22,273. Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, take the Levites instead of all the firstborn among the children of Israel, and the livestock of the Levites instead of their livestock. The Levites shall be mine. I am the Lord. And for the redemption of 273 of the firstborn of the children of Israel, who are more than the number of the Levites, you shall take 5 shekels for each one individually. You shall take them in the currency of the shekel of the sanctuary, the shekel of 20 gerahs, and you shall give the money with which the excess number of them is redeemed to Aaron and his sons. So Moses took the redemption money from those who were and above those who were redeemed by the Levites, from the firstborn of the children of Israel. He took the money, 1,365 shekels, according to the shekel of the sanctuary. And Moses gave their redemption money to Aaron and his sons according to the word of the Lord, as the Lord commanded Moses. Chapter 4 of Numbers. Then the Lord spoke to Moses and Aaron, saying, take a census of the sons of Korah from among the children of Levi by their families, by their father's house, from 30 years old and above, even to 50 years old, all who enter the service to do the work in the tabernacle of meeting. This is the service of the sons of Korah in the tabernacle of meeting, related to the most holy things. When the camp prepares the journey, Aaron and his sons shall come, and they shall take down the covering veil and cover the ark of the testimony with it. Then they shall put on it a covering of badger skins, and spread over that a cloth entirely of blue, and they shall insert its poles. On the table of showbread they shall spread a blue cloth and put it on the dishes, the pans, the bowls, and the pitchers for pouring, and the showbread shall be on it. They shall spread over them a scarlet cloth and cover the same with a covering of badger skins, and they shall insert its poles. And they shall take a blue cloth and covering the lampstand of the light with its lamps, its wicks, trimmers, and trays, and all its oil vessels with which they service it. Then they shall put it with all its utensils in a covering of badger skins and put it on a carrying beam. Over the golden altar, they shall spread a blue cloth and cover it with a covering of badger skins, and they shall insert its poles. Then they shall take all the utensils of service with which they minister in the sanctuary, put them in a blue cloth, cover them with a covering of badger skins, and put them on a carrying beam. Also, they shall take away the dish, the ashes from the altar, and spread a purple cloth over it. They shall put on it all the implements with which they ministered. There the first fire pans, the forks, the shovels, the basins, and all the utensils of the altar. And they shall spread on it a covering of badger skins and insert its poles. And when Aaron and his sons have finished covering the sanctuary and all the furnishings of the sanctuary, when the camp is set to go, then the sons of Korah shall come to carry them, but they shall not touch any holy things, lest they die. These are the things in the tabernacle of meeting which the sons of Korah are to carry. The appointed duty of Elijah, the son of Aaron, the priest, is the oil for the light, the sweet incense, and the daily grain, offering the anointing oil, the oversight of all the tabernacle, of all that is in it, with the sanctuary and its furnishings. Then the Lord spoke to Moses and Aaron, saying, do not cut off the tribe of the families of the Korahites from among the Levites, but do this in regard to them, that they may live and not die. When they approach the most holy things, Aaron and his sons shall go in and appoint each of them to his service and to his task, but they shall not go in to watch while the holy things are being covered, lest they die. Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, also take a census of the sons of Gershon, but their father's house by their families, from 30 years old and above, even to 50 years old. You shall number them all who enter to perform the service to do the work of the tabernacle meeting. This is the service of the families of the Gershonites in serving and carrying. They shall carry the curtains of the tabernacle and the tabernacle meeting with its covering, the covering of badger skins that is on it, the screen for the door of the tabernacle meeting, the screen for the door of the gate of the court, the hangings of the court which are around the tabernacle and altar, their cords, all furnishings for the service, and all that is made of these things, so shall they serve. Aaron and his sons shall assign all the service of the sons of Gershon, all their tasks and all their service. You shall appoint to them all their tasks as their duty. This is the service of the families of the sons of Gershon in the tabernacle meeting, and their duty shall be under the authority of Itamar, the son of Aaron the priest. As for the sons of Mari, you shall number them by their families and by their father's houses, from 30 years old and above, even to 50 years old. You shall number them, everyone who enters the service, to do the work of the tabernacle meeting. And this is what they must carry as all their service for the tabernacle meeting: the boards of the tabernacle, its bars, its pillars, its sockets, and the pillars around the court, with their sockets and pegs and cords, with all their furnishings and all their service. And you shall assign to each man by name the items he must carry. This is the service of the families of the sons of Mari, and all their service for the tabernacle meeting under the authority of Itamar, the son of Aaron the priest. And Moses and Aaron and the leaders of the congregation numbered the sons of Korahites by their families and by their father's house, from 30 years old and above, even to 50 years old. Everyone who enters the service for work in the tabernacle meeting, and those who were numbered by their families, were 2,750. These were the ones who were numbered of the families of the Korahites, all who might serve in the tabernacle meeting, whom Moses and Aaron numbered according to the commandment of the Lord by the hand of Moses. Again, do what the Lord God commands. And those who were numbered of the sons of Gershon by their families and by their father's houses, from 30 years old and above, even to 50 years old, everyone who entered the service for work in the tabernacle meeting, those who were numbered by their families, by their father's house, were 2,630. These are the ones who were numbered of the families of the sons of Gershon, of all who might serve in the tabernacle meeting, whom Moses and Aaron numbered according to the commandment of the Lord. Those of the families of the sons of Mari, who were numbered by their families, by their father's house, from 30 years old and above, even to 50 years old, everyone who entered the service for work in the tabernacle meeting, those who were numbered by their families, were 3,200. These are the ones who were numbered of the families of the sons of Mari, whom Moses and Aaron, numbered according to the word of the Lord by the hand of Moses, all who were numbered of the Levites, whom Moses, Aaron, and the leaders of Israel numbered by their families and by their fathers' houses, from 30 years old and above, even to 50 years old, everyone who came to do the work of service and the work of bearing burdens in the tabernacle meeting, those who were numbered were 8,580, according to the commandment of the Lord. They were numbered by the hand of Moses, each according to his service and according to his task. Thus they were numbered by him as the Lord commanded Moses. Whatever God tells us to do, that is what we must do. We can't change it. We can't deviate from it. We must do as God says do. Again, do what the Lord God commands. And as we go back into Numbers chapter 1, some life lessons from Dr. Stanley. God rest his lovely soul. And it says in Numbers 1:1, the Lord spoke to Moses in the wilderness of Sinai, in the tabernacle meeting on the first day of the second month in the second year. God speaks to us at specific times, in specific places, about specific things. Listening to what he says is essential to walking with him. Listening to what he says is essential. We have to do what God commands. In Numbers 1:17, Moses and Aaron took these men who have been mentioned by name. God calls us by name into his service. He knows the gifts, abilities, and batch one of us, and by his spirit, he places us in exactly the right spot to serve him best. God knows us by name. He knows our skill set. He knows what we can and cannot do. And he knows if we will keep his commands. We got to keep the commandments of the Lord. And this is what it says in Numbers 3:10. Appoint Aaron, his sons, and they shall attend to their priesthood. But the outsider who comes here shall be put to death. If you're not called to do a certain thing, don't try doing it. And it says, while God invites all of us to approach him, we must approach him in the way he has appointed. Today we draw near to God through faith in Jesus. Nothing else will be accepted. You can't go to God willy-nilly. You got to go to God in faith. And you got to know that you're going to him in faith. Don't play with God, because he is not going to play with you. And in Numbers 4:32 it says, you shall assign to each man by name the items he must carry. Our service is important to God, regardless of what that service is. He calls us individually to particular ministries and kinds of service, and he knows us by name. In other words, if my gift is teaching and preaching, I can't be out there trying to prophesy when that's not what God gave me to do. I can't be out there trying to do what is not my job. If I'm not assigned to be an elder, I can't go up there trying to be an elder. If that is not God's plans for me, whatever the plans of God are for you, that's what you must do. Whatever you're called to do, to preach, to be a minister, to be a pastor, whatever your assignment, do your assignment. Because God will bless you for it. God will watch over you, and God will give you what you need to do it best. So don't play with God. Keep his command. Do what God commands you to do. If you are to evangelize, evangelize. And don't let anybody make you feel that you can't do the job God called you to do, because you can, and it will be a success, because God is in charge of everything. And when we come to that realization, knowing who he is and that we are his humble children, everything else falls into place. And that is all I have this morning.
I have a couple of words from Sister Carolyn. And then we will be wrapping it up because I have to get on the road in about an hour and some change. So I want to give these words because they are right, again, on point. Because I love how God puts things in the spiritual. I call it the spiritual wave. And it touches those that it needs to touch. And that Sister Carolyn came to us on yesterday. She says, I pray that there be peace within you, that you trust God. You are exactly where you are meant to be. Come on now. Where God, what God commands, you got to do it. Do what God tells you to do. And where you are is where you're supposed to be. You have an assignment. I love Sister Carolyn, so let me get this word out. It says, I pray that there be peace within you, that you trust God. You are exactly where you are meant to be, and that you remember all the possibilities that are reached by faith. Come on now. Amen. And she told us to have a super Saturday, and I can tell you this. I had a super Saturday. And then as we go into today's word, it is a scripture. It's our Sunday scripture from Sister Carolyn. It says, and the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your heart and minds through Jesus Christ. Philippians 4:7. Have a blessed Sunday. And as Sister Carolyn has so elegantly put it, again, you trust God. You are exactly where you are meant to be. When we trust God, everything else falls into place. And as she said, in the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Jesus Christ. And when we go to Jesus, we go to God in faith. We go through Jesus, for he knows everything about us. He knows what we need before we ask in his name. Whatever we ask in his name, God will do it. But the one thing God wants from us is to do what he commands. So as we wrap up this morning, as you go to your churches, as you go to the houses of God, I hope, do what the Lord commands. Go where God commands you to go. If God tells you to leave a church body because your calling is evangelist, then you got to leave. And you got to go where God calls you to go and to do what God calls you to do. If your calling is to pastor, God may, you may start as an associate. And you never know, God may send you to your own ministry to pass. But whatever it is you're called to do, do it. Do it to the best of your ability. And trust God that everything will work for your good according to his purpose. Trust him, believe him, and know that he always has your best interests at heart. So I want to say to all of you this morning, thank you so very much for joining me. If there's anyone that needs to speak or has a word from God, now is the time to do it. The number is 213-943-3597. If not, we are wrapping it up because I have to get on the road. Please continue to keep me in prayer, my mother in prayer, as we travel the highways and byways. I got a lot of driving to do today, but I know that the angels of heaven go before me and are with me and are behind me. I'm not afraid. I know that I am covered by the blood of Jesus, and I look up and thank God every day for who he is and what he is and the fact that he loves me and he loves you, and there's nothing we can do about it. But thank God for being who he is, our awesome and mighty Father, a friend to the friendless, hope for the hopeless, and love for us all. And in Jesus' name, we pray our prayer. May the Lord watch between me and thee while we're absent, one from each other. This I pray over all of you, that you have a blessed and wonderful day. And again, my condolences to the bereaved families. It's like I hear about one and then I hear about another. So to the Robinson family in Paducah, Kentucky, my condolences. To the Spencer family in East St. Louis, my condolences. To the Dunn family in Springfield, my condolences. My condolences to all those that have lost loved ones. You know, may God watch over you. May God bless you. May God keep you in perfect peace. For know that you will turn a mourning to joy. He turned mine, and I know he can turn yours. Keep trusting in him and knowing that he is in charge. God bless you all. God love you all. And may you all be covered by the blood of Jesus as you leave your homes, as you get out of your vehicles. May God bless you and keep you in perfect peace. As I pray in Jesus' name again, amen. Thank you so much for listening in, family. And don't forget, we say it every Sunday, find a Bible-believing, Bible-teaching church and make sure that the Bible that they're teaching is the Word of God that has not been tampered with, deviated from, that it is the Word of God. Trust God. Believe Him that He has your best interest at heart. And again, as we wrap up, do what the Lord commands. Watch Him work in your life. Today, Reba, thank you so much. It's a wrap, family. Be blessed and have a great day.